I got very excited to find that Fontaines D.C., a band that I've been really jamming to recently, actually released a single the other day. So you and me are just gonna listen to it together for the first time. Very exciting stuff. It will probably not go with the rest of the music that I'll be playing. Today's theme is music I've been listening to and like. So, yeah. You know the drill. If you're tuning into my show, you kind of know what to expect, and that is to expect the unexpected. Okay, guys, thank you so much. Let's tune in to It's Amazing to Be Young by Fontaines D.C. Enjoy.
It's the cops that brings you down, but it's amazing to be young. Sometimes I wake up.
Whoops. I was just so into the music I didn't turn off the manual play. Sorry about that, folks. Well, I know that was a quick one, but that was just Fontaines D.C. Their new single, It's Amazing to Be Young. And let's just say that, yeah, I will be listening to that in my free time as well. So, hope you guys will too. All right, jumping into our regularly scheduled programming here. I've got a bit of a playlist for you guys. I'm going to be starting us off... hello, how do I get this out of here? With a song that has very quickly become one of my favorites. It's by Always, spelled A-L-V-V-A-Y-S. So I never know if it's Always, and I feel like kind of a Dracula-esque vibe from that, or if I just say Always. I'm going to go with Always. One of my favorite bands, and love to just continue to discover new stuff from them. Not My Baby will be starting us off with this set list today. I'll then be playing Pulling Our Weight by The Radio Department. Then Days of Candy by Beach House. And I'll be closing that little quad up with High School Lover by Air. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hello, folks. You were just listening to High School Lover by Air. I did kind of just hit one of those things where you think you found music that no one else knows, and then you kind of look it up, and you're like, oh, actually, a few people do know them. but it's okay. They still make the cut for WRUV's very strict standards of quality music. So we're in the clear, folks. I also played for you guys Days of Candy by Beach House. It was a longer one, but gosh, like, I feel like all of Beach House's stuff, it just kind of sticks with you. There's something so ethereal about the way they sound. So I just really enjoy tuning into all their works of art. We also listened to Pulling Our Weight by the Radio Department, as well as Not My Baby by Always. I'm going to continue with, once again, this artist, Girl Sweet Voiced, a new and upcoming artist, very small for now, but I have faith that she will gain a strong following with the start of me playing her songs, such as My Most Saddest Song, which we'll be listening to, followed by You and Me. My Most Saddest Song is going to be about 2 minutes. You and Me is about, like, less than a minute, actually, pretty short, but very lovely, kind of dream pop-esque. Then I will be mixing up a bit. I'll be playing April Suzanne by Robert Lester Folsom and Tears in the Typing Pool by Broadcast. Enjoy.
Tell her I'm sorry for the time that dreams have made me blue, and I don't understand. Waiting for a sunny day to dry away my tears, wishing that your love could stay for 20 million years. Oh,
succumb to the line, the finishing time. The long distance runner has stopped on the corner, but I won't give up, although I've stopped too before the end.
Hello, everyone. Now, we can get eventually to listing all the songs I'm just playing, but first off, I want to paint a picture for everyone listening. I am no longer alone in the studio. There are people working on lots of the buttons and wires that I don't know what they are or mean, and it's pretty crazy. I'm blushing. I feel as though I've been exposed on my own show. Don't worry, I finally got them to make eye contact with me, and they gave a friendly smile. Okay, folks, back to what we were doing. We were just listening to Tears in the Typing Pool by Broadcast. We also tuned in to April Suzanne by Robert Lester Folsom. You may remember that from when I didn't really plan a transition well between two different genres. But the thing is, the heart wants what it wants, and my heart really wanted to play that song for you guys. So I did what I had to. We also did listen to You and Me by Sweet Girl Voiced, as well as, at the top of that set, My Most Saddest Song by the same lovely artist, Sweet Girl Voiced. My plan is to become her biggest fan and then be really annoying when she blows up. So that's why I keep playing her stuff for you guys. To carry on with some more fabulous tunes, we'll be listening to What the Writer Meant by Hopalong. Definitely Hopalong and Always, both featured in this set, both two of my favorite bands, for sure. We're also tuning in to You're So Great by Blur, because I think I brought this up last time, but I'm trying to listen to more like full albums and then picking out the songs that I like the most. And this one is one of the top ones I liked off of this album. We're also going to be listening to How We Breathe by Pinback. Pinback, another great one. And I'm going to be closing this quad off with a little song down my personal memory lane, and I'm hoping maybe a bit nostalgic for someone else as well. The Zombie Song by Stephanie Maybe. There has got to be someone listening that was obsessed with this like I was around maybe, well, timelines are different. For me, fifth grade, sixth grade. Got into some weird phases. Lots of like that type of like derp stuff like on the internet. Five Nights at Freddy's was in there. It was a wild time for me. But this song still holds up. It's really good and fun to listen to. So hope you guys enjoy.
you're so great and I love you. Thank you.
story could be kinda gory, far from boring. We'd meet at a post apocalypse. Yeah, I'd be slowly walking in a group stalking you. You'd be the only man alive that I could not resist. Then all of your friends, they'd try to kill us, but only because they'd be jealous that our love is deeper than Edward and Bella's. Oh, if I were a zombie, I'd never eat your brain. I just want your heart, yeah, I want your heart, I just want your heart, yeah. Oh, if I were a zombie, I'd never eat your brain. I just want your heart, yeah, I want your heart, I just want your heart, cause I want you. You'd be hiding in a second floor apartment, knocking all the stairs down to save your life from the undead. Double barrel shotgun, taking out the slow ones. Then you'd see the passion burning in my eye, and I'd keep my head. Then all of your friends, they'd try to kill us, but only because they'd be jealous that our love is deeper than Edward and Bella. Your heart, yeah, I'd want your heart, I just want your heart, yeah. Oh, if I were a zombie, I'd never eat your brain. I just want your heart, yeah, I'd want your heart, I just want your heart, cause I want you. And I tried not to bite and infect you because I respect you too much. If that's why I'd wait until we got married. Oh, and our happiest days would be spent picking off all your friends, and they'd see a love this deep won't stay buried. If I were a zombie, I'd never eat your brain. I just want your heart, yeah, I want your heart, I just want your heart.
Okie dokie, folks. You were just listening to The Zombie Song by Stephanie Maybe. That was just a glimpse of what I was listening to maybe a little bit too early in life and finding on YouTube. I think bring that back. 2025, listen, I'm still doing the 2025 thing. I know it's end of February, but this year, bring back finding new music on YouTube, or at least attempting to. I know it's difficult these days. We also listened to How We Breathe by Pinback. Before that was You're So Great by Blur. That one reminds me a lot of, and pardon me, I don't know the correct name, but like those recordings, like Kurt Cobain's like kind of independent recordings, like the Yodel song, those type of things. Something about the grit of the guitar reminds me so much of that. And also kind of the low quality of the vocal microphone. And we also tuned into What the Writer Meant by Hopalong. Now, unfortunately, we are hitting that time of the afternoon where I have to go to a exam review for ornithology, which is about birds. I have to know the whole skeleton, and I won't know it unless I leave this studio right now and go to the review session. But never fear. We continue to have amazing music being played here on WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. So keep on tuning in to some more great stuff, which will be happening for you constantly. It's a 24-hour radio station, so it never gets better than that, I guess. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'll be seeing you guys next week. Who knows? Maybe I can keep up this being prepared thing. We'll figure it out when we get there. But have a great weekend, and thank you guys so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Yeah.